Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, tonight is our part two. And our guest was Evertrue Bell from last week, and she's on again tonight to give us some more information. And also, she's going to be on September 1st as well. So we are excited to get all this good information that we need about, some of you that were not on the show last week, let me just give you a brief of her bio. She's a former high school teacher. She's an author, a candle that burns for 30 years, how to plan a successful reunion. Co-author, Accelerator Success, a home-based business that grew to 4.2 in 20 months. So we're going to get some good information regarding that tonight as well. 35 years of home-based business experience as coach, trainer, and mentor. Highly requested speaker for the home-based business industry. Operates multiple business from her home. A strong advocate for the home-based business industry. And her mission is to educate a minimum of 100 women every year on how to work from home successfully. Great. But before I bring her on, let me give you something to meditate on for the rest of the week. Scripture coming from Psalms 103 and the second verse. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Forget not all of his benefits. God has given us many benefits today. He's given us so many to be thankful for. When you meditate on his goodness, faithfulness, and blessing in your life, it will change you on the inside. When you focus on the fact that he saved you and set you free, the challenges and obstacles in your life will begin to fade away. Psalms 103 goes on to say, that he crowns you with love and compassion and satisfy your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed. No matter what you may be facing today, forget not his benefits. God wants to satisfy you with good things. If he needs healing, if you need healing today, healing is a benefit. If you made a mistake in your life, forgiveness is a benefit. If you feel tired or overwhelmed, strength is your benefit. As you turn your thoughts toward the Father today, he will strengthen and empower you to live as an overcomer in every area of your life. I receive this from Victoria and Joel today. I receive their email every day, and this one was definitely a special one. Forget not his benefits. So meditate on that this week, and just knowing that God is always there. And don't forget those things, because sometimes we forget his benefits because we are focusing on the right now in prayer that we prayed yesterday and today. Well, let's go ahead and get started on our show tonight. And we're going to bring Ms. Evertrue on and let her do her thing and give us all this information that you're sitting here and waiting to hear. You're on the air, Ms. Bell.
Well, hello, my friends, and to you, Ms. Hollis. Again, I want to thank you for introducing me to your audience. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. And, Ms. Hollis, I love your choices of musical messages. Last week and again tonight, we heard a great message. Don't know who the author of that song is, but it said, "This is my season. I haven't been perfect, but I have been faithful. It's my season for greatness." I love that statement. It's my season for greatness. God's got a purpose, and I know he's able. It's my season to reap what I have sown. I have a seed in the ground. It's my season for greatness. What a great song. And how appropriate are those words to our time together last week as well as tonight. So thank you for that message. Now, last week, I hope that I inspired at least one listener to consider starting a home business. I hope that someone has become inspired to grow that seed that now lies on the ground. Now, I encourage any that are on the call tonight that missed the radio show from August the 19th, last Tuesday, to listen to the replay that's up on the Next Chapter blog to catch up with us, because there's some really great information that ties well into what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, tonight, I want you to get a pencil and a pad, because I'm going to share with you the 7 steps that you must do before you can even start a business. Now, most people don't do this, and they struggle and sometimes fail. I want to share some options that you can explore that are great work-from-home opportunities, and I will end with a short success story as usual. Now, when I come back for the third time on September the 1st, I will share some more resources that will help you find a home business that can ignite your passion, the passion within, and I will answer any questions that you may have from our radio show last week as well as for tonight. So let me just remind you quickly. I shared last week to be successful working from home, you must offer either a service or you have to sell a product. Otherwise, your business will be classified as a hobby, and you won't be eligible for a lot of benefits. So keep in mind that message tonight. You know, are you able, capable, willing, have the desire to provide a service to others? It could be men and women. It could be to children. It could be to seniors. Or do you have the confidence, you know, to sell or promote a product? Those are the questions I want you to start asking yourself. Now, a lot of people will say, "Oh, I can't sell anything." But I want you to know that salespeople are trained. They're not born as salespeople. And to have an open mind. I also gave you three examples last week on some people that have started successful, have started and have become very successful in the home business environment. For example, I told you quickly about Taryn Davis by Karen, but with the T, T-A-R-Y-N, Davis. You can find her on YouTube. She's a young woman who started a home business offering widow women support, counsel, and engagement. She's offering a service from her home, much like Miss Mary Hollis. Lelure Fashion Stylists, I talked about them briefly. They do both. They offer professionalized fashion knowledge to enhance personal images, and they sell clothing for women who wear sizes 12 to 28. So in this case, they're doing both. They have a service, and they're also offering a product. The third example that I gave was about Donna Reed Mitchell, who built a $4.2 million Avon business from her home. She did it in less than 2 years. She chose to sell a personal care product that she had been using for years and loved it, knew the product line very well, so it was very easy for her to sell the benefits. So it really doesn't matter which you choose, whether it's a service or a product or a combination of both. You must start with these seven steps before you invest any money. These are the seven things. So I want you to write down numbers 1 through 7. I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I'll explain them in more detail. The first and foremost, you want to write an answer. I say write it down so that you can review it and just really clarify it as you move forward. The first one, I want you to write the word why, W-H-Y. Number 2 is belief. Number 3 is earnings. Number 4 is how. Number 5 is tools, T-O-O-L-S. Number 6 is training/events. And number 7 is celebrate. Now, I speak in more details about all 7 of these steps in the book that I co-wrote for Donna Reed Mitchell. And these 7 steps is the process that she followed to get to a $4.2 million business. She didn't even realize how good she was. She knew she was great having that kind of success, but she was open for coaching and feedback that really helped her go from $4 million to $6 million in the next 2 years. She had put this process in place, and she used it repeatedly, and it has helped her even to today. So let me talk about the why. What you have to do before you spend a dime is get a journal and write down. You must establish and clearly define why you want to start a business. If you don't do that, you will stumble. You also want your why to be specific and not vague. It can't be a wish or a hope. It must be a reason so powerful that it dwarfs all the excuses and obstacles that you will encounter as you launch a home business. Your why has to be the greatest accomplishment that you want to have in your life. Why do you want to do this? Is it to educate your kids? Is it to pay off your mortgage? Is it to, I'm trying to think of something huge. I mean, it has to be something that you want to do in the next 2 years, and it has to have a dollar amount attached to it. The best day in your past life, think about the best day in your past life and how it can become better when you achieve your why through a home-based business. Your why will make you work harder for yourself than you have ever worked for someone else. So think in terms of, you know, if it was snowing outside and there's 16 inches of snow on the ground, what would motivate you to go out and work your business or get on the phone in your pajamas and do some cold calling? That's your why. You want to have a business. It's very critical. Number 2, belief. You must do enough research on the business strategy or concept that you're interested in prior to even selecting your business name. You want to convince yourself that you can be successful. Because if you ask people if you should go in business, they're going to say, no, girl, that's too hard. That's going to cost you a lot of money. They're going to tell you all the negatives. You want to prepare for those. You want to become rejection-proof by doing the research to prove that the business that you're interested in is a need or a service that others might be looking for. You could interview others that have been successful in the area that you want to achieve success. Google search it. YouTube it. I love YouTube. YouTube the topics that you're interested in. Determine if there is an audience for the product or service that you want to offer, or is it too many already out there? Convince yourself that there is a need for whatever it is that you might decide to offer. That's really important. Number three, now this is big. Most people think whatever you do as a home-based business will generate earnings. Not true. So don't skip this step. How much money, think, answer this question, how much money can be earned daily, weekly, monthly when you work this business from your home? What is the potential earning from your service or the product? How long are you willing to work before you see a profit? Is the kind of business you have able to generate a profit immediately? For an example, if you're a consultant, and you have knowledge and experience, and you can speak to someone as a coach or a mentor on the phone, that's an instant earning opportunity. You can spend an hour on the phone, coach them, advise them, and at the end of the call, you can say, was today helpful? What are two or three things that you're going to execute or do different as a result of this call? Listen to them, write it down so you can follow up on those things on the next call. At the end of that discussion, you can say, Are you ready for me to process your credit card? And based on what you've asked them to pay for your consulting service, you're immediately being rewarded. Now, some other situations, it may take a little bit longer for you to receive, you know, revenue and to see a profit. So you need to know that as you start your business. How long are you willing to work your business before you actually see a profit? That's really important. You got to think through that. What are other home business owners charging for the services that you see yourself offering? And here's another important tip. You want to establish a premium point of uniqueness. Why should people want your service or product? Because I believe there's probably everything you might think about doing is probably out there on the internet or somewhere in a strip mall. But if you could do it, could you do it better? And what point would distinguish you from all the other services that are already there? Number four, this is important. All of them are. The how. You have to develop a plan on how you will offer that service or the product to an audience. This is like your business plan. Will you be offering your service or product over the internet? If so, how will your potential clients find you? Will you do business face-to-face with contacts? If so, where will you meet them? In your living room? At Starbucks? You know, you really have to think through that. There are millions of websites that are out there that have never been seen. Think about doing this. Determine what are the 5 to 10 things that must be done in this business that you want to start by you or a family member to generate revenue. Now, there are some things, like in Donna Reed Mitchell's case, she started out stamping her brochures, stamping her name and phone number and the date the Avon brochure expired. But as her business grew, she realized that that was something that she could delegate to her kids. She trained them on how to stamp those brochures. You know, so think forward in terms of, are these things necessary? Should I be doing them, or is it something I can delegate to others? And your family members become your best friends when you start a new business. So they have to understand how to do it, and how it's going to generate revenue for the whole family. Number five, tools. When you're thinking about a home-based business, you have to ask yourself, what are the tools or equipment that's needed to launch this home-based business? What will they cost, and how will I pay for them as a startup? Now, do you have a strong telephone? Here's a simple one. A lot of people are very dependent on their cell phones today. But would you consider running a business solely on a cell phone? I'll tell you, I wouldn't. because cell phones are not that dependable? What if you forget to charge it up? Or what if you're just about ready to accept somebody's credit card number and your phone dies? I mean, that's so embarrassing. And believe me, it's happened to people. So you might want to invest in a landline to make sure you're able to make those calls. Do you have enough speed on your internet, you know, to process the level of work that you want to do? So just thinking through all of this. And here I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to prepare you for your greatness. As the song said, it's your season for greatness. So if you put thought into the beginning process, then the end will be even more rewarding. Okay, now, let's see, which one is next? So we talked about twos. Okay, now, think in terms of what other tools you might need. Do you have an adequate computer, a printer? Think in terms of what you will name your business and why. How will people connect your business title to the product or service so that they can find you? What will you put on your business cards? What will they say? Do you have a tagline? So for an example, Allure Fashions is pretty obvious, but how is it unique? Well, they point out that these fashions are designed specifically for women who are sizes 12 to 28. They also have a great tagline that says, know your shape, shape your style, which infers if you don't know your shape, I can help you figure that out, and I can certainly help you find the appropriate fashions for your body shape. You have to think in terms of, will people at a glance know who I am, what kind of business I'm offering, and how to find me? That's really critical. Now, number six is something that I see missing in a lot of new business startups. They get really confident and sometimes cocky about, I know what I need to know, but they probably don't know what they don't know because they don't go to training or special events that are linked to their particular expertise. Now, although you may have 30, 35 years of experience in a specific field, you can still benefit from others who have transferred that same experience into a business that allows them to be an effective counselor, mentor, coach, or someone who has wrapped a skill into a marketable product. YouTube is a great place, again, to do some research. Google, Bing, Yahoo, all are great places for you to start searching for those things to learn how to get a better start. Self-discovery, by looking at what others in your area of interest have already achieved. And you can say, you know what, I can do it better. That's what inspired me to become active in the direct sales industry. I thought I was observing a lady who was mentoring me who I didn't think she was that empowering or motivational. And I kept saying to myself, if I had to work with adults, women in particular, I would help them feel better about the decisions that they're making. I kept saying I could do that a little bit better. Now, in terms of events, you have to attend them. And sometimes people start a new business think, I don't have time for training, I don't have time to go to events. But when you find things, let's say if you wanted to be a personal stylist or a personal hair stylist, or if you want to learn how to cut lawns the best way or whatever, you've got to invest in your own development and be honest about your skill level, because people will let you know real quick that your services don't match your fees, and you don't want that to happen. You want to ask people to tell you what they think about your opening a home-based business, whether it's X, Y, or Z. Their initial responses to you will rattle you, or they will encourage you to move forward just by the things they say or the expressions they have on their face when you tell them you're thinking about going in business. Either way, it will let you know if the people that are closest to you think you are ready or not, you know, to start building a home business. And if they have questions, ask them, well, what do you think I need to do to be prepared or to be better? Because I really have a passion, you know, for doing X, Y, or Z. Get that feedback early. Now, if you don't have a business skill like time management, organization, planning skills, financial management, just to name a few, I highly, highly suggest you join a network marketing company. Many of these companies have been around for hundreds of years. They have taught a lot of people to be successful working from home, and they will teach you the business skills that you need to be successful. And most times the training is free. They will work with you until you get it right. And they will encourage you, incentivize you. And even if the network marketing business you select is not your real passion, pick one that you can learn business skills from. They teach you how to plan and to be successful and to sell and demonstrate products. Because when you become a home-based business person, you've got to market whatever it is, whether it's a service or a product. And they will help you with that. And they won't fire you, which is the greatest thing. As long as you come to meetings, do what they tell you to do, they will continue to work with you, and many times free. Now, number seven, the last one. Celebrate. This is something that most new business owners fail to do as well. And I highly recommend that you approach the business, you look at a year, and start figuring out, okay, in my first year in this business, I have 4 quarters, which is 90 days, 3 months. So let's say today is August the 25th. Let's say you're going to launch your business on September 1st, 2015. Then you would count off, okay, so the first month, September, October, November. That's the first 90 days. It doesn't have anything to do with the calendar month, year. It's when you launch your business. And what you want to do is kind of mark that off on a calendar so that every 90 days you can do these three things. You can determine what should you continue to do because it's generating revenue for you. What should you stop doing because you've been doing it for 3 months and it hasn't shown any results of increasing your business volume or your earnings. So you're going to stop doing that because many new business owners will keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, and it's not going to happen. And then the third thing, so it's start, stop, and continue. What are the things you want to continue? So here's the synopsis here. Start in the first 90 days, set some goals, you know, that simple goal, something really small for the first 90 days so that you can be a winner and be successful. So let's say you want to build your customer contact list to 25 people in the first month. All you have to do is go out and talk to people, get on the phone and call people, let them know you've started a new business, and you're going to make sure you get 25 people that are interested in the service or the product. And let's say you do that and exceed 25. You find 35 people that are like, wow, you know, I really need that service, and you achieve your goal. Then treat yourself to a nice lunch. And while you're eating that lunch, just reflect on what did you do, you know, that worked so well. Because if you don't self-assess as a home-based business owner, you're going to miss, you know, some of the things that you should stop doing, continue doing, or start doing. And then in the second 90-day period, set your goals a little bit higher. Maybe set two things. I want to double my contact list, and I want to get my first $500 in business sales. And when you do that, maybe now it's time for you to invite your husband to go out to dinner because you're starting to see, you know, some great things happening. And then in the third 90 days, yes.
We have 2 more minutes.
Okay, so thank you.
We'll probably need to carry some of this over to the last session, which is September 1st.
Okay, all right, I can pull it together, okay. Now, what I want to do in terms of these 7 steps is I'm giving you this now so you can start thinking. I'm not trying to scare you away because in anything that's going to be great, you got to invest some time in it. So I did promise to share with you some ideas on what you can do from home, so let me just jump to those. Just a couple quick examples. You can become an author and write how-to books for children, for adults, for seniors. Check out createspace.com, which is a division of Amazon. There are millions of people that have now become home authors, you know, home-based business authors. Another one is why not consider a personal stylist at a company like L'Allure? You get the frame. You have to continue to emphasize that. And then the last one I want to mention tonight is if you don't want to fight the traffic, why not become a virtual administrative assistant for a huge company like Arise? It's A-R-I-S-E, Virtual Solutions, Inc. Check it out on the Internet. They hire independent home-based business people to work from their home, and they connect you with Fortune 500 companies who need customer service agents. They train you and they pay you really well. You can literally work from home for a major corporation in your pajamas. How about that? So Google search Arise. And then when I come back on September the 1st, I will share some more resources that will help you find some home-based businesses that could ignite the passion within you. And I will answer any questions that you might have from our session last week as well as tonight. So, Mary, I want to thank you so much, you know, for this opportunity again. And I'll talk to you on the 1st.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Bell. We don't have much time for anything, but pretty much to say thank you so much for coming on, giving us all this information. Next week, please tune in. And also, you can email me, text me, or call me, and or even be on the show next week and ask the question that you want to ask her. I have several questions I want to ask her about the home-based business. So please tune in and have your questions available. So, because all of next week, September 1st, is going to be about the Q&A, question and answers. And she's going to have those things and have some more information for us next week as well. So tune in again next week. Tell your friends, neighbors, friends, another widow to tune in if they're interested in having a home-based business and how to do it. Because she's giving us Miss Ever True Bell has given us lots of information regarding this. So tune in again so you'll be able to get lots of your questions answered. Good night and have a great week. And don't forget about your benefits. Good night.
Say this tonight, real simple, say.